This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Thoughts for Sunday, a devotion from Riverbend Bible Church. It's brought to us today by Neville Stevenson on the subject of the God of all comfort. Stay with us for the next 5 minutes and be encouraged and be blessed. A few years ago, on a sunny summer's morning, I was talking to a staff member in a retail shop, looking out the open front door towards the roadway. There was a large open courtyard and then the footpath beside the road. As we were talking, an old lady was walking along the footpath, hurrying because the parking meter for her new car was nearly expired. She tripped over, falling face down right in front of the shop. What happened next was really amazing. We ran out the door and helped the lady sit up, realizing that she had cut her hand, but fortunately had not hurt her face on the ground. A second person from the shop came to us with a well-stocked first aid kit. A middle-aged lady, a doctor, had seen all that was happening from a distance as she was walking down the road. She hurried to help us and with the first aid supplies made good progress. Next, a policeman in a plain car stopped on the yellow lines right beside us and offered help, taking the lady to the medical centre for attention. Before they left, a parking attendant from the local council arrived on the scene, and he said he'd look after the lady's car and make sure it was safe without giving her a parking fine. I thought it was great to see all these people who were just going about their day put things aside for a few moments to help the lady and to show her care and comfort and compassion. We all at times need someone to help us, to show us comfort and compassion when we need it. Where are you at right now? Do you feel the need of care, the need of compassion? Maybe you've not hurt yourself physically, but maybe your life and some of the issues you're facing in life, some of the troubles that you're facing, are leaving you alone and afraid. Our theme today is God of all comfort. Our key verses are the verses I read at the beginning of the program from the Apostle Paul at the start of his second letter to the church at Corinth. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion, the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. I just love these verses. Paul starts by using an amazing phrase that Peter also uses, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to explain that phrase today. I'm going to do so in another program before too long. But I just want us to remember how these words affirm to us the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fact that he is God. Then Paul says of God that he is the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. These are two interesting words, compassion and comfort. Compassion, the Father of compassion, that is, he is the source of all compassion. The comfort flows from his compassion. The comfort that we experience flows from the compassion of our God. Comfort is more than just mere sympathy. It means to give help and to give hope. Notice that he says, the God of all comfort. God comforts us so that we can comfort other people. This is the result of what God has done for us. There are many reasons why we suffer or have troubles. Some of them are of our own doing, and some are not. In this chapter, Paul highlights three reasons. The first one in verse 4, that we might comfort others. In verse 9 that we haven't read, he says that we might rely on God. And then in verse 11, that we may give thanks to God. We're looking at just that first one in verse 4 today, that we might comfort others. an amazing concept from the Apostle Paul, so that we can comfort others, those in any trouble. This is a wonderful concept. That is one of the reasons we have issues and troubles and problems, is that so we in turn can help others. Notice here that it's not just us taking our comfort to our trouble, but it is us helping others with the comfort that we ourselves receive from God. Now the challenge for us all is, are we walking close enough to God that we know his compassion, that we can know his comfort, so we are comforted and we therefore can comfort others? Yes, our God is a God of all comfort. And as we experience that comfort, we can comfort others with the comfort we have received from God. Thoughts for Sunday came to you from Riverbend Bible Church at 354 Tiati Road. That's in between Hastings and Havelock North, right on the corner of St. George's and Tiati Roads.